Hello, everybody. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to Rhapsody, Rhapsody on Parody. In my earlier segment, I touch base on parody. The resistance to change, to status quo, is experimented with viral attacks on the public medium using all outlets at their disposal, like movie, television, and talk shows, anything and everything in print, visual, and audio media through parody, resulting in self-caricature. The political theater is run at taxpayers' expense with political opportunists wasting citizens' money on theatrical charade. Those who indulge in indignation of others in disagreement to any constructive proposals are obstructionist to progress. The operatives involved in different capacity are instrumental in this process. The inability to deal with reality arouses irrational thoughts and insipid performance from them. Additionally, the customary tactics are also deployed with blatant threats, such as reference to Second Amendment in the United States Bill of Rights, once again revealing the real intent to keep Constitution and the Bill of Rights as playbook, subverting the code and purpose. There could be no denying that politics is dirty, ugly, and downright brutal, exemplified long ago, going back to Roman days, by Brutus, and hence the term brutal in vernacular. The political players preach and practice violence. Corruption is the acceptable culture, fostering criminality with no accountability. Politics is the art of deception in superficial setting, with courtesy and pleasantry displayed to beguile audience, besides promises to move voters to the polls, and the rest is history. The saboteurs of change maintain the tradition to disparage and demonize entity committed towards development and peaceful existence, benefiting all, not the selective few represented in the establishment. The trend is assassination and elimination of peacemakers and peaceful resolutions to world problems. War and mechanisms facilitating warfare, such as terrorism in the present time, is the preference among these forces unwilling to relent to peace and freedom. These anti-humanity and anti-environment crusaders exist only for now, sparing no thoughts about future. They believe in arming the world, notwithstanding nuclear proliferation amongst key nuclear powers, amid saber rattling on territorial disputes to establish supremacy. The world has never been more dangerous than before, with free access to weapons that includes nuclear components attributed to irresponsible politics and failed policy, in the hope of end justifying the means that describes the prevalent mindset. Money and ammunition in human possession has weakened them, undermining basic elements and values, contrary to the belief that wealth and weapons means empowerment. Despite nuclear status and massive control on lives and livelihoods, they are insecure and fearful. The hunger for power is intensified with fraudulent practice, evident in elections that legitimize illegitimacy and unscrupulousness leading the way. Could there be dawn to dispel darkness? Never a time anything destructive could prolong with repeat failures and fractured system. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. I will be back with more on other topics. Peace to all. Thank you.